Hey everybody, John Reap here. So sorry I couldn't make it in today for this episode of the Fried Podcast. I'm on the other side of the country right now doing a corporate gig for the Sheetz Company. You know Sheetz, the gas station convenience store chain, spelled S-H-E-E-T-Z. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. So anyway, Sarah, what do you think? Should I A, come out to the song Dancing in the Sheetz, or B, come out wearing a toga, or C, just walk out and call everybody a bunch of sheets heads? I don't know what to do. Anyway, have a great episode, guys, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Happy Friday, everybody. If you're wondering why you didn't hear John Reap's voice, it's because he is out of town. So I've brought a friend of mine with me to do the Fried Podcast. Please welcome Sarah Lehman, everybody.
Hello, hello.
I'm so happy that you're here.
I am too. This is fun. And I just realized you went to the Zac Brown band concert together.
Yeah,
that was really fun.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
When was that? Like 3 years ago?
No, like 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Comes up in my Facebook memories every once in a while.
Everything to me is like 3 years ago. I'm like, was that 3 years ago? And they're like, it was like 12 years ago. I'm like, oh, well, that's, you know, everything feels like a long time ago, but not too long.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
I'm having a hard time with the happy holidays because it's 90 degrees outside.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this feels weird to say.
To say happy holidays.
Yeah.
Well, you should say Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Even though you're Jewish, you don't want to say. But yeah. Do you demand that people say happy holidays to you?
I really don't care. I don't give a shit. I'm not listening anyway.
So let's tell people how we know each other. So that this is. So I used to run a sketch comedy company here in Los Angeles called Straight Jacket Society. And Sarah was a cast member and extremely funny. And I saw you perform and I was like, that's my friend.
That's my best friend.
That's my new best friend. And well, actually, we knew each other for a long time before we really started hanging out. I was trying to think of like when does it change? You know what I mean? Like, when does that friendship?
I don't know. I remember going to a birthday party of yours at The Unknown.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like a weird patio set up on the stage.
Oh, yeah, that was when there was a play and they had a pool.
And I was like, this is fun. I don't know her, but she seems nice.
Well, that would have been my 31st birthday party. So that would have been, that's like 8 years ago.
Yeah, but it was a couple years after that, I think we got close.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. It was probably bonding over a boy or being single or...
All of the above. My dog.
Oh, yeah. Your dog really made me happy. We used to go hiking.
Yeah.
And Sarah and I would bring wine on the hike.
That is the only way to hike. You get to the top, then you crack open the wine.
You crack open the wine.
And then you just let gravity do the rest on
your
way down.
That's when I realized what that Burt's Lemonade was, or the Herbert's Lemonade, because those were the bottles that we would put the wine in.
Yeah, I remember. A giant bottle of lemonade filled with wine.
Yeah, once it was empty.
Right,
you know?
Well, yeah,
like, first you drink the lemonade.
But that's like way more than a serving of wine.
Yeah.
That's like three glasses.
Well, yeah, we would hike up to the top of Griffith Park, and then when we got to the top, we would start drinking wine, and then we would drink the wine all the way down.
It's the only way to do it because you need to continue to have a cardiovascular workout on the way down.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do something for your heart.
Why wait till you get home?
It's basically like jogging down.
Yeah.
If you just drink wine.
A couple of times people would see that we were drinking wine and they were like, that's dope. Like no one was ever like, you're going to get in trouble. Like there was never any point where we were like, somebody could say something. But in my mind, I was just
It became my go-to move.
I was just like, this is an energy drink. That's all I was just going to say.
I earned this.
Fresh juice.
fresh juice, well, aged from grapes.
In my mind, because I'm such a square, like I'm always thinking about what I would say if I got in trouble. But you're not somebody that cares about getting in trouble as much. You don't strike me as that person. You strike me as somebody. Did you get in trouble a lot in high school or middle?
No.
No?
No. I would say I'm a rule follower to a certain degree.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I'll sing at a store to embarrass my sister.
Well, that's what we all, that's what you have to do when you have a sister.
Yeah. It's an obligation.
Yeah. Especially one that you're good at fighting with. I've always been good at fighting with my sister.
Yeah.
So my favorite thing to do in a store is to yell her name really loud. Like, Joanna! Even if I know she's close.
Yeah.
Like an aisle over. Like just obnoxiously loud.
Mm, yeah. My sister and I got in a fight over sparkly water recently.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought this would be a thing in my life.
Sparkly
and
water.
And hold on. The best part is it's the second time we've gotten a fight over sparkling water.
Why did you get in a fight over sparkling water?
Well, the first time was sometime last year and she was pregnant with her second kiddo. And it was, I don't know, it must have been a holiday or our whole family was up there. Small, you know, like 5 or 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I asked if I could have some sparkling water. And she looked at me, because I'm allowed to have alcohol, she looked at me like I was the devil. And I was like, seriously? So I literally left while it was snowing and tried to drive to the market to get sparkling water.
Just sparkling water.
And my car got stuck.
Why does that
because
matter about
when
alcohol?
When you're pregnant and you don't get any of the fun drinks, sparkling water is a prized possession,
okay.
I've learned.
So this, she didn't want to share her sparkling water.
Right. We were rationing sparkling water.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand why the alcohol part was
Well, I guess there's only so much sparkling water in a household, and I was really threatening the flow of nature. I don't know.
So you drove in the snow to go get, because you were up at your cabin.
Yeah.
I should explain.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
in Los
sorry.
Angeles.
It's about 90 minutes north. It actually snows there. But so we were up there, and I was driving a non-all-wheel drive car, and I definitely got stuck in the snow. So it took me about 40 minutes to get home from a...
Right. And that's just going to make you even more angry about the sparkling water.
Well, it's like now I had sparkling water. So like, you know, who's going to do anything now?
You should get alcoholic sparkling water next time and go, you can have some of this. And then when she takes one sip, she's just going to freak out that there's alcohol in it.
Well, this,
it's not going to hurt you that bad.
This time I asked if I could have some sparkling water and, you know, a couple weekends ago. And she's breastfeeding now, so apparently she also needs it when she's breastfeeding.
Oh,
so I think she's getting a lot of sparkling water for Christmas. Is what
that
I
would be such a good gift.
Like 3 cases, and then no one is ever allowed to ration sparkling water in my life ever again.
That would be the meanest but funnest gift.
I will never show up without sparkling water again.
Wrap them up individually. So that she just keeps opening them.
Put them in different
boxes so she doesn't know.
You know, it would be great. Just like opening the bottle and putting them in like different shaped items, you know?
My boyfriend did that to his boss one time because his boss kept asking for his Tupperware back. But I think it was really nice. It was like the glass kind probably. And his boss was asking him because his wife was asking his boss, right? So for Christmas, Chris wrapped up the Tupperware and gave it to the kids as gifts. And then when they opened it, they're like, what is this? Like, I don't even know if he washed
I got a
it.
Lid. What do you have?
Yeah, I mean, so mean. And his boss still talks about that as like the meanest thing Chris has ever done.
You didn't get them anything else?
No.
That's pretty great.
He's such a jerk. So I was going to call my mother and my father because I wanted to see what they were doing for Thanksgiving this week because I'm going... you know, to Northern California because I have a bunch of my family that lives there. And my sister and her husband are on a vacation because it was their 10-year anniversary a couple years ago. So now
they're really getting around to it, huh?
Yeah. They finally decided to take the... So they're in Mexico, I think, at some resort for Thanksgiving. And this, my sister's a teacher, so this is her week off. So
around.
I bet my parents are like... so sad. They're probably going to have like a Cornish hen and like split it amongst. No.
That's basically what's happening with my family.
Is
like,
that what?
My sister's going to her baby daddy mom's house for Thanksgiving. So it's going to be my mom and dad who have been divorced for 20 some odd years, my brother, myself, and a friend of mine. So
you always have Thanksgiving? Like, is that where are you guys going to have Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Like, so I'm from LA, so I always, you know, there's always Thanksgiving to be had, you know, and a lot of my friends are actors. So I always get invited to these other Thanksgiving things and I'm always trying to make them at the end and, you know, usually missing it. But
you're missing your, wait, your friends' like Thanksgiving? The friends.
Yeah, I tried to do both, but, you know.
But you just always
got
end
the
up.
Obligatory.
Do you do both? Did you always do both, like your mom's Thanksgiving and your dad's? Or
when I was younger, my dad like insisted that we have a Thanksgiving at his house, and that was pretty annoying. So we're like, Dad, can you just get along with mom for a little while? And
yeah, right. That's no fun. Did they ever have any huge
Well, my mom
fight?
Always had like 30 people over.
Okay.
And then my dad, it's just like him and us kids. That's it. So it's a different Thanksgiving for sure. But yeah.
So this is the first time they're going to be together in...
No, the last, like, 5 years, they've settled on showing up at the same place. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a lot less stress for us kids.
Yeah, right. and traffic. And have you ever had any awful Thanksgivings where...
Yeah.
One,
I had
really?
I had one about a decade ago. My half-brother, who I don't really have a relationship with, he started a fight. He was, like, staying with my mom at the time, and he started, you know, going on this rant and just was getting really... scary. And so my brother came over and tried to talk him down. My brother's kind of like Switzerland. And then they ended up getting into like an altercation.
I
called the
brothers?
Police on him. Yeah.
What? You called the police?
I called the police on my what? Oldest brother. And I was like, I don't want to press charges. Just take him. Just drop him off anywhere else.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Is that intense?
Yeah.
Is that why you don't talk to him anymore?
Yeah, pretty much.
You ruined Thanksgiving.
Pardon me. Yeah, he just, you know. It's hard to have you know, sometimes you can't salvage a relationship with people, so.
I disagree. I think that you, no.
Keep trying, keep trying.
Yeah, I think you're a horrible person. and, I mean, but I would keep a relationship with my brother, but I don't have one. Some of us don't have brothers, Sarah.
You're a better person than I.
Well, we've known that. That's why we're friends, because we agree on that.
Because we do agree on that, yes.
The two Sarahs.
Yep.
I love that you're here, because I feel like when I introduce you to people, I'm like, this is my friend Sarah. It takes them a second to go, did I hear that right? Because in their head, they're like, you're Sarah, and this is also Sarah.
Well, and that's where...
Am I going to get it wrong if I say... Hello.
You'll always be right if you say Sarah with us.
Yeah. But then people used to call you as well.
Yeah, because I was constantly introducing myself as Sarah as well.
Yeah.
And then it just stuck.
I would also introduce you like that. This is my friend Sarah. She's a Sarah as well.
Yeah.
And then you got the nickname as well.
Yeah.
But that's not your Twitter handle anymore, I noticed.
No.
You changed it. You don't love me anymore. I'm like your brother.
We
You're
had
never
our
spending Thanksgiving with me again. Why did you change it? Now what it is? What is it?
Well, now I'm no salt Sarah.
No salt Sarah. And she's Sarah with no H, and I'm Sarah with an H.
Yeah, that is very different, by the way.
Yeah, hugely different. I mean, you're
Ask
Jewish,
any Sarah. I know, and you have the H. How did that
I have
happen?
The H.
Shalom, Sarah. Can I have my H back?
No, you may not, because you're evil and a sin. I'm just kidding.
I heard that a lot in middle school.
Yeah.
God's going to come down and save all of us and not you.
Right.
I'm like, oh, sweet. Can I have
M&M's?
Or... yeah.
Wait, why is it no salt, Sarah, though?
Oh, because that's my margarita order, and I always forget.
But you always forget?
Every single time I forget to ask for no salt. So,
they
bring me my drink with salt. And then I'm like, oh, okay, next time I order a drink, remember not to give me salt, because I will forget to tell you.
I cannot wait to make you a margarita at my house with salt.
Yeah. It tastes like chlorine.
Salt does?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
it messes
salt.
Up the flavor.
I could add, I'm like my dad. My dad adds salt to everything before he even tastes it.
My mom does that with pepper. Like, you haven't even tried it.
Yeah, he does it with that. That's, yeah, Christopher.
And then even if
well.
She's wrong, she'll just choke that pepper down.
Yeah.
Because she committed to it up front.
Yeah, I made my decision. So let's call my mom and dad and see if they're salting anything. You've met them before.
Yeah.
Several times.
Your parents are great.
You know, they are what they are. No, I'm just kidding. They're probably listening to this right now.
Hi there.
Hi, Mom.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm at the podcast studio with Sarah Lehman.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good to hear your voice.
Yours too. It's been a while.
You guys don't call each other when I'm not around?
No, we text, Sarah. Duh.
We FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so nice. I haven't FaceTimed with you in 2 years, but okay. That's fantastic.
Well, we all have our favorites, you know.
I think my mom follows. My mom follows you on Twitter, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I think so. Yeah, I think I follow Sarah on Twitter.
You follow Sarah and Jason Tebow and me and the band Train.
And Train, yeah.
Such a good band, though.
My mom loves the band Train.
I love Train, too.
I do, too.
I'm not.
Who's your favorite band?
I'm not embarrassed.
You're not supposed to be because you're a mom, and that's a lot of people who like Train are moms. I like them too.
Okay.
I started liking them again because you like them.
Aww. That's nice. Yeah.
Who are you currently listening to? Because my mom listens to like newer radio. I don't listen to. I listen to like old country music and sports talk.
When I listen to the radio or listen to music, I'm usually listening to pop. So, you know, whatever's currently on. I don't stream anymore.
Oh, you don't? You're just done with the streaming?
Well, it's not that I'm done with it. I've been listening to podcasts.
I know. Oh. You've really gotten into podcasts.
I really have.
Have you?
Well, you got me into podcasts.
That's right, because I was a guest on a lot of podcasts, and that's how you would spy on me. You would listen to other podcasts to see if I was being a good
person. She's just chasing you all over the podcast nation.
Yeah, that's it.
She misses me, man.
She started me on This American Life. That was the first one.
Oh, yeah, This American Life. The best.
That is good. The Moth, another good one.
Yeah, so she also loves Adam Ray and Brad.
Adam and Ray, yeah, About Last Night.
And then you love The Dollop.
The Dollop and I'm a murderino, so I listen to.
Oh, you do listen to My Favorite Murder?
My Favorite Murder, yeah. And because of them, I listen to That's Why We Drink.
Oh, yeah. I haven't listened to that one before.
They're about, they do murders and poltergeists and things like that, creepy stuff.
Have you listened to Sarah's new podcast? With Tebow?
No, I didn't know Sarah.
So Sarah and is a lot of the reason I had Sarah on today. So Sarah and Jason have a new podcast called
92.7 The Pod.
92.7 The Pod. And
oh, I didn't see that come up. Yeah.
They're only probably going to come out once a month because it takes so long for them to produce it and make it. But essentially, tell me if I'm wrong, Sarah. Maybe you should describe it, what it is. But I would say that it is like kind of a radio morning radio show, a fake morning radio show,
parody, yeah,
in town, like a small town, but really it's just called town, and
is it Dumb People Town?
No, it's not Dumb People Town. It's just regular town,
a generic town.
It's a generic town, and they have all kinds of all the advertisements are made by Sarah and Jason, and it's basically a sketch show.
Yeah,
that is the whole podcast is just a fake morning radio show, and it's so funny. It is so funny, the two of them, and they cram so much into 1 hour. I mean, the production quality is so good, I have to tell you, Sarah.
Thank you.
It is really, really good. You can tell they worked on it.
It can't fail. I love them both.
I know. And the first episode is called Season 3, The Pilot.
Pilot episode.
Pilot. Yeah. So that made me laugh, just the title of it. But they improvise a lot. They also have scripted things, and it's really, really funny. So you're going to love it, Mom.
Awesome. I will definitely subscribe.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Subscribe and rate and review.
Got another subscription. Yeah. Subscribe, rate, review.
Rate, review.
Perfect. Now I know three people who have subscribed.
That's not true. I've talked to a few people about it.
Oh, yeah. No, Tebow's doing all the heavy lifting on that aspect. So God bless him.
Well, now, from our podcast, you'll get four more people probably.
At least, I would hope.
What are you and Dad doing right now, Mom?
I'm getting ready to watch the Falcon game.
Oh, right. And what are you guys, I was saying to Sarah, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Because I know Joanna's out of town, your favorite daughter.
This year it's just going to be Dad and me. So we're not even going to do a big, I'm not going to do a big dinner.
Okay. Are you going to do dinner at all?
You might have been right about the corn.
Oh, yeah. I'm still going to do turkey. I'll do turkey dressing. Mashed potatoes, gravy, and green beans, probably. But that's it. I won't have desserts or a lot of sides or anything because we just won't eat that much.
Yeah, I know. That is a lot too.
Just the main six sides.
Yeah.
I miss the Thanksgiving that we had with you.
With me? Oh, out in California.
In California, yeah.
That's right. When my parents, you remember that, Sarah, because you had to cook in the kitchen as much as my mom did.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had I had a Thanksgiving dinner for all the hungry comedians in California and L.A., and I just told everybody that they could come.
Every party you have is like a charity for
really
hungry people.
And my parents drove a turkey from Phoenix, where they were living, that my dad had smoked. Which was so good, and everything was on skewers, and it ended up being way more work than we had intended, and like over 100 people came through, I think.
Wow.
With so many people.
So many people.
I remember that,
I think we ordered pizza at the end,
didn't we?
We actually like ran out of food. For the first time ever, I've never
run out of food
at a party, and...
Well, some people brought food, and someone brought wine. There was a lot of wine.
Yeah, there was
probably me.
That was a lot of wine. Yeah, Sarah enjoys her wine.
Yeah.
There were a lot of side dishes.
Yeah.
Seems like people brought dishes.
You always have so much fun when you come out here and hang out with my friends. My friends always love you and Dad.
I love your friends. It's always fun just to hang with people and not have to work.
I agree with that.
I know that.
I love being retired, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're really good. You guys are really good at being retired.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, we've got it down pretty good now.
Except I just have you in your sweatshop in the sewing room making bow ties and bandanas.
Couple more days, I'm going to take the sewing machine down and have it sent out to be cleaned. And
that's a thing?
Yeah, I guess. Is that a thing? It gets maintenance?
Yeah, I have to do that every year. I need to get it cleaned and oiled.
Like an oil change for your sewing machine.
Yeah, it's like what you do.
Does it take 20 minutes?
You know, no, they send it to Atlanta.
Oh,
so
wow.
It takes a couple of weeks, yeah.
Wow.
But
I guess this is
it's just something that has to be done in order to keep sewing all year long.
Yeah. So. The sewing machine comes down because the sewing room becomes the gift wrapping room.
Oh.
Cuz she has a big table set up, you know, for the sewing, for cutting all the fabrics and stuff. So
it's like the craft room.
Yep, the craft room becomes
very cool.
Yeah. Pretty much. It becomes gift wrap central at Christmas.
But that's why my mom listens to so many podcasts, because she's sitting in that room sewing.
Doing stuff. When I'm physically doing something, I have to do a lot of marketing stuff where I make these little like things for my job. Mm-hmm. But I need to like be listening to something or talking on the phone. Because I have to do something with my hands while I'm on the phone.
Right.
And vice versa.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
That just gives me company. It's just like having somebody in the room talking to me.
Right, because Dad's usually upstairs in his man cave.
That's right.
Watching football and making cocktails.
Yes. Or watching movies, you know.
Oh, okay. Movies that you don't want to watch.
Probably, yeah.
I saw that movie, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, last night.
Yeah, I saw you guys were going. What did you think?
It was fantastic. It was such a good movie. It was way different than I thought it was going to be. There was a lot of cursing in it. It was like they...
Yeah.
It was almost jaunting, like how much they cursed at each other. But it was also so funny because the cursing was so unnecessary and Sam Rockwell is so funny. And I mean, it's about such a horrifying incident, but it's a really funny movie on top of it being dark. So it kind of helps you get through how sad her situation is because all the laughter. And she's really humorous too, and she's so Frances McDormand is so mean. I mean, it is so great, and Woody Harrelson is so, everybody's so good in it. I can't even I can't believe how good the movie was. I was really shocked.
Oh wow,
good review.
Yeah, I know, I just took Betty's job. John's mom usually does our reviews, but yeah, so...
Well, you better warn her about seeing that movie then if there's all that cursing.
Yeah, I know. She does not like cursing in movies. What was the movie she saw last week, where she said...
Bad Moms.
It was Bad Moms Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bad Moms Christmas. Oh, hi, Erin!
Oh, look.
Hi, Georgia Sue.
My mom loves Erin.
Well, if she's listening to the dollop, I'm on the 300th episode.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I recorded those two.
Okay. Well, there you go, Mom.
I do listen to the dollop, yes.
300.
She'll catch up to that one.
Yeah.
She asked for their book. She asked for their book for Christmas, The United States of Absurdity, which I have a copy of that's signed.
Oh.
Yeah, because
I
was
there.
I was on the episode where that was their book release party. Mm-hmm. And Sarah came with me to that.
Yeah.
So
good old tag along Sarah.
Yeah, I tried to introduce her to Gareth and set up a little date. And never happened, and I'm still mad about it. Never happened. I'm still mad about it. Oh. Gareth did a Gareth and just dropped the ball, of course.
I was wearing my good shirt,
and
too.
You were wearing your one good shirt.
Ooh.
It was really literally the best I've ever seen you.
Yeah, I haven't looked that good since. It's all been downhill from here.
It was the first time I ever saw you. I was like, oh, you're actually attractive.
You're somewhat attractive.
You're an actually attractive person. Get out of here.
Did you have a hairbrush, too?
Did I have my what? Hairbrush?
Did you have your hairbrush?
Because you know I hate brushing my hair.
No, I think she was just making that a comment.
Well,
like,
now everybody knows.
Did you also have your hairbrush like some fancy person?
That is a fancy person thing. I do not do that very often.
I don't brush my hair.
No.
I'm terrible at
fancy
it.
Wash it like once every 5 days and just let it do its thing.
Yeah. My mom, Mom, do you even have a hairbrush?
Yeah, I do. I just don't use it much.
My mom has short hair, so she just runs her fingers through it.
Yeah. Finger comb.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you cut Dad's hair lately?
No, Dad has his hair cut at a barber shop. He goes to a local barber.
Oh, there must be a pretty girl that works there.
I don't know about that, but you can ask him.
I will ask him.
Okay.
I guess I should actually talk to him since I don't want to keep you too long. I know you're going to watch the Falcons game, but don't tell me anything because I'm recording it at home.
Oh, it hasn't started yet.
Okay, good. All right, well, I love you, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
I love you. Give my love to everybody up north, and Sarah and Erin, I hope you both have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
All right, I'm going to let you talk to Dad now.
Okay. Let's see what my dad's guaranteed has. I'm going to figure out what drink he has. He's probably going to mention what he's drinking right away.
What is your plan?
Hello.
Hi, Daddy. What are you doing?
Hey, baby doll. What are you doing?
I'm doing the podcast.
Oh, you're doing the podcast?
Yeah, I'm doing the podcast. I was just wondering what you were doing.
I'm watching this boring pre-game game. Every second it's all about Seattle. It makes me sick. I'm so glad to see Sherman come out in the field on one of those little two-wheel things he has his knee up on. Made me happy.
Made you
celebrating an injury.
An injury on the other team.
I like that.
I never saw so many fish being thrown somewhere on the pregame as I saw on that show.
What? So many fish? What does that mean?
Literally?
Yeah, you know how on the fish market they throw fish? They always got to show that every year.
Oh, they got to show it because they're in Seattle.
Fish back and forth. Yeah, they're in Seattle.
Oh, that's how we established that we're in Seattle. People throwing fish.
God,
you're
that's,
so
that
right.
Team. I don't like that. The only person I like in that whole team is Russell Wilson. He's probably the most gutsy guy on that whole team. The rest of them are a bunch of wimps.
John Ryan's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, John Ryan, the punter. He's married to a comedian. Their punter is. He's actually a really good guy.
No. That should be a good game. So, a lot of people have Seattle, but my brother has Seattle, so I got to win this game tonight. So.
Oh, yeah, because in the football pool, I picked Atlanta in the football pool.
Yeah, picked Atlanta. I know you picked Atlanta. So.
Yeah, you know I did. My friend Sarah's here, too, with me because John Reap is out of town. He's in Washington, D.C., so you should say hi to Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
You sound just like my daughter, Sarah.
Two Sarahs. So many Sarahs in your world, Dad.
Well, I remember Sarah. She was over there when we were there. You went out and picked her up and brought her back to the house.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah, remember that Thanksgiving time?
Yeah, Thanksgiving. I remember.
I think she was probably intoxicated.
Oh yeah,
me?
Oh, that's
no,
why I had
never.
That's why I had to pick her up.
I must have been hiking.
Yeah, she must have been on a walk with wine. Are you having any? Are you drinking anything right now, Daddy?
I'm just having peppermint schnapps.
Okay,
classy.
Whoa, that's so festive, Dad. Yeah. So holiday festive of you.
Peppermint's really good for your system.
Oh, yeah? Is it?
Yeah. Read about that. I read about all those things that are good for you that are in alcohol.
You read about all
that. You're going to live forever.
What else is good for you in alcohol? What else is good? What are all the healthy alcohols I should be drinking?
Well, it says it keeps your weight down. It keeps your cholesterol down.
Peppermint or alcohol?
Alcohol.
Okay.
Just pro alcohol.
In general. Just an excuse to drink. So.
Well, yeah, you have to drink while you're reading.
I don't drink every night. I don't have an after dinner drink very much, but tonight I wanted to have one because I'm going to be up later watching football past my bedtime.
So. Oh, yeah. Way past your bedtime. It's already past your bedtime. It's 8 o'clock there.
Nice. You see, I would be laying in bed and watching Monday Night Football, and when it gets really boring, like it has been on the last, 6 weeks, I turn it off. So, for that. So.
Well, I mean, I was just asking Mom what she was going to be doing for Thanksgiving, and then she told me last week that you really enjoyed the podcast that we did with Cousin April, because we were telling all the stories about going up to Michigan with my family where they cut the turkey's head off in front of us.
Oh, yeah. It was good. And April, she's like, on the podcast, she's like, everything flows out so naturally. She don't hide nothing.
Yeah, no, she was definitely smoking a cigarette the whole time. And
we don't know if it was a big one, a long one or a small one.
So. Yeah, I don't know if it was a skinny one or what. But, like, do you remember going up there for Thanksgiving, Dad?
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, I'm sure
moment.
You remember it, but like, do you have any like memories that really stand out besides where you ruined our childhood by letting me see a turkey get its head cut off?
Well, I don't know if you remember, we had the Thunderbird and we were driving up there that night. We stayed in Lexington, and it got really bad. It got icy and stormy.
Oh yeah.
We went across that bridge before Lexington, and the cars ahead of us on the bridge started spinning.
Oh, I remember that. They were spinning. My mom was like,
Mom and I said, take the crash position for you and Joanna.
The crash position. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Put your head down.
Yeah.
And I never hit the brake, let off on the gas pedal, and went right by them. They were all spinning out to the
Holy
on the right of me. And there was no emergency lane. There was just the barrier.
Yeah.
The river was below, and there's just the barrier. I don't know how we got through that, but
I remember too. All the semi trucks pulled over on the side of the road because nobody could see anything too.
Yeah, and we stayed in Lexington that night at that hotel, and the next morning we got up and we went up to Michigan there. So
yeah, do you remember when Uncle JR cut the turkey's head off?
Well, yeah, I went with him down the road. The guy raised him down the road, just down the road, about a half mile. And when he and I went down there and picked one out, or JR did. We put it in the trunk of this, you know, trunk of this car.
Trunk. The trunk.
I was in my head. I was imagining like picking out a puppy, but like a turkey, and then he went in the trunk.
We said to the turkey, "This is your green mile."
Oh. Sorry, I keep laughing too loud into the mic. This is your green mile. Dead turkey walking.
Yeah, and he told me what he was going to do, and he says, "Go get them girls." I said, "Oh boy,
let's make it a show."
I don't know if like this. I mean, Joanna loves horror stories. Sarah doesn't.
I did not love it.
No.
And that turkey felt, they had it hanging on the clothesline when we walked out by its head. And then they chopped the head off. My uncle did, not my dad. And then the turkey landed on the ground and kept running.
Oh, no.
And we were like, wow. You know, just.
I've heard stories of this.
10 years old. Well, then,
that thing was about a 25-pound turkey. We went out.
It was huge.
The cornfield was all cut down, and we went out on a couple of buckets, and we sat down and we plucked all the feathers on it, left them out in the cornfield. Oh. And but that turkey was the best turkey. when Aunt Sandra took it out of the pot with stuffing, she tried to take it, lift it out, and it all fell apart. It was so tender.
Oh, right, because it was so fresh.
I have literally never heard that about turkey. It fell apart.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was one of those things. It was not stuck with about 80 needles before it came out of the factory.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And filled with all those chemicals.
Free-range, organic.
You never know what you're going to get when you get that stuff. So.
Well, we were talking about the gizzards and stuff, too, because I remember Grandma always eating the gizzard parts.
She used to make giblet gravy.
Mm. Oh, okay. That's from the neck
and
the...
She would also boil some of the giblets and make and the neck bones and all. She would, some of that stock would be for her turkey gravy, which is a stock-based turkey gravy, nothing out of a can or jar, you know.
Yeah, never.
Homemade.
Heck no. Yeah. No, I know. Whenever Joanna makes gravy out of a jar, I'm like, uh-oh, Grandma would be so mad. I've never made turkey from a jar.
I like that you said makes gravy out of a jar.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Heats it up.
We had a lot, before you were even born, I knew your mom. We had Thanksgiving was just one of those things, even before Christmas, that we always seemed to get together with, because my dad drove truck, you know, he wasn't home sometimes. Mm-hmm. But he always tried to be home on Thanksgiving, so always had a big spread. We'd eat all day long, and we ate at noon or 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And we'd lay down and watch movies and watch football, and then get up about 2 and eat again. And, oh, my God.
So
of course,
much.
That had to last us a few days. But yeah, that was one of the really nice trips. And we went up for. You didn't go there when we went up for April's wedding.
No.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, Joanna wanted to go for sure, and we went up for April. She had a.
It's on Halloween.
She had a wedding close to Halloween, but all the decorations inside everything was black and orange, and there was all these Halloween type decorations everywhere. So
yeah.
It was quite a thing. So yeah. It was a lot of fun.
It's always a lot of fun whenever we would go up there. It was definitely, I always came home with some story or nightmare, whichever you want to call them.
Yeah, you know, those family, you know, all of our family up there, a lot of people don't know, and of course you do, that they were all from the South. They're all Southern people.
And they're from Tennessee.
JR decorated, Uncle JR decorated his yard like it was. He was living in Kentucky, you know.
Oh, I remember he had a lot of statues of black people in his yard.
Statues, painted tires that you put plants in.
Yeah.
You know, you put dirt in and put plants in to paint the bottom of the trees white.
The bottom of the trees were painted white.
Things in the trees. You know, porches with swings on them, country music. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about bluegrass and country all the time. I mean, that's just... I mean, everybody that lives in those areas came basically like my mom and dad. They came from the South, from Tennessee.
Yeah, that's the name Cole, which is our family name up there. I mean, that's a very Southern name. And I remember they're from Tennessee, like, because, you know, John and I did our DNA, a DNA test or whatever, and that's where.
Yeah, I heard that, too, and I couldn't believe that they found a Native American in. You might find more in Joanna for some reason, but she has a little more of the hair and cheekbones, but... I don't know what the hell you are, girl. I don't know where they got yours.
I don't know. You better think. I feel like I look like the milkman.
Too bad we didn't have milkman back then.
Yeah, too bad. Too bad. Maybe I never would have been raised to see turkey get.
Well, who runs the sewing machine cleaning shop?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you look like him.
I wonder. I don't know. I forgot.
You look more like the Pepperidge Farm man. So
yeah, that's definitely true. Daddy was Pepperidge Farm man. Well, I always have so many good Thanksgiving memories, and I just wanted to call you, Mom, and talk about Thanksgiving because I miss you this week, especially during the holidays. And
of course, but I'm glad we're going to see you for Christmas. So that's going to make up for it.
Yeah, I know. 2 whole weeks. That's going to be so much fun.
Wow.
And where's Sarah going?
For Christmas or Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving.
We're just doing a little 4-5 person thing at my mom's house.
She's from Los Angeles, so all her family's
here. Your mom lives in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I'm always trying to find ways to get out of going to the family holidays. And but this year I made my mom do it at 12 so that I could leave by like 2 and go to a friend's at 4 because my friend is having a baby pretty soon and I don't think they'll do the Friendsgiving for very long after that. So I just want to be there and
bring sparkling water.
Yeah, I will bring lots of sparkling water.
What, Daddy?
Some people in Michigan would love to have if you want to go over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I would never do that to her. She's my friend.
People take you in and love you to death. So
yeah, that's
nothing
true.
To worry about.
So true. Well, hopefully she'll get to have a holiday with us one day, Daddy. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. So when are you heading up north?
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. Taking Maverick. Maverick, and I'll be there till Saturday.
Coming back Saturday, and is everything still on for New Orleans and everything?
Yeah, we're taping my special in New Orleans, and I don't know the day I'm getting down there, but I believe it'll be Thursday the 7th, and then we tape it on the 9th.
Okay, and then Atlanta, I noticed on your last podcast, you talked like it was the 16th through the 18th, but thing that says 14th through the 16th.
It's 14 through 16. I got the dates wrong. 14 through the 16th at the Punchline in Atlanta, and then I'll be coming up to stay with you guys right after that.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Ben and Terry if they want to join us down there. We want to see them for the holidays.
Oh, good. Yeah, that would be awesome.
I just want to make sure I had the dates right. They can just join us there. We can see them, and everybody do their own thing. You know?
Okay, Daddy. That sounds good.
Falcons just scored.
Oh, no.
He didn't get the warning.
I'm taping it.
Oh, I didn't hear you say you were taping it.
That's okay,
Dad.
Okay,
they didn't score. They didn't score.
Yeah, I take it back.
I'm rewinding.
Thanks, Daddy. Oh, my gosh. You are a true gem. That's why I love you.
Yeah, I'm a true gem.
Okay. I love you, Daddy.
Okay, Daddy. Love you and Sarah. You all, both of you, have a good Thanksgiving.
And to
we'll
you,
we'll probably call you down at. We'll probably call you at North Sarah.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll call you too.
Okay.
All right.
Love you all.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye bye. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
I mean,
that was amazing. You couldn't have planned that better. To be fair, you only gave your mom the warning.
I texted him yesterday. But, you know, he doesn't care.
He's got his
peppermint schnapps to worry about. Much more concerned about that than, oh my gosh, that was so funny that he would just also just like taking care of business. Like, so what days are you getting in?
Like, and my calendar out.
Yeah. I love that when my dad doesn't realize that the podcast is.
Yeah.
You know? He still says things to me like text the internet. Will you text the internet and just find out what that means? I don't know. I mean, he couldn't be more precious. How are we on time, Aaron? Are we okay?
43.
Okay, cool. I figured we were about time to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Wrapping it up. But I wanted you to tell people more, like where they can get the podcast, where your podcast, Sarah, which is literally, I have to say, it's one of the funniest things I've heard in a really long time, and you should be really proud of it.
Thank you.
You can tell you worked really hard on it.
It's been a lot of work.
And I also know T probably put in a little bit of work, too.
Yeah. So you can listen to it on iTunes, Stitcher, most of the, I don't know all of them.
Yeah.
I'm very new to this world.
Where you get podcasts.
Yeah, where we get podcasts, at the podcast store.
At the podcast,
they have
sure.
them pretty rampantly out there. Yeah.
And there's one episode out right now.
One episode out. It's probably going to be another 3 weeks, 4 weeks before we get the second one out. It's mm-hmm. a little harder with the holidays. Sarah's, we're having to move things around because this lady here.
Me?
Yeah, you don't want to cancel your special to be on our podcast, so we have to, like, find another recording date. So I guess we'll make it work because you're so famous.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, I can call in, just send you a recording, you know.
No,
I have that ability on GarageBand.
You know what? You're right. If it comes down to that,
yeah.
But I'd love for you to come play with us.
It's called 92.7
the pod.
So type in the numbers 92.7 mm-hmm. the pod, and you'll find it. And it's Sarah Lehman and Jason Tebow, and they're great together. And you're really awesome on this podcast as well. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having
just
me.
Just hanging out with me and Aaron. You know, I knew my mom would be so excited to talk to you.
Yeah.
Look at you. I really do
bedroom
feel like
voice.
When he definitely goes more into the bedroom voice when I tell him how much my mom's in love with him. And now you're just trying to keep her around. You're just keeping her at an arm's length with telling her you're on the dollop.
Mm-hmm. I'm on many fine All Things Comedy podcasts.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, tell her the other ones that she can find you on, because I know she's listening right
Punch
now.
Punch Drunk, Tinfoil Hat, Comedy Film Nerds.
She's not allowed to listen to Punch
Sports
Drunk.
Sports Not Balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk is way too dirty. I don't want her. She'd be mortified.
I haven't even listened to
it. Yeah, it's way too much. Right now they have...
Whatever you do, don't watch it on YouTube.
Don't watch it. Yeah, now there's like some bet that they all have where whoever loses, they have to get a hot dog in their butt.
I saw something about that on some
and
platform.
And I texted Jason today and I was like, you're never going to be able to get a hot dog in your butt. Like, it would smash. And he's like, it's frozen. We thought about it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's frozen. That's even worse.
That's exactly why. Mom, I just gave you the Cliff's Notes, so you don't need to listen because now you know everything. Thanks again for being on here, Sarah.
Thank you for having
everybody
me.
Everybody listen to 92.7 the Pod, and happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine.